Episode 4, Researching Your Market. Welcome to the Be Your Own Boss podcast, the young entrepreneur's guide to starting a business. Whether you're thinking about business for the first time or you have an idea that you want to develop, then this is the podcast for you. I'm Mari and I'll be guiding you through this 15-part series that will keep you on track and help you think through the challenges that come with starting a business. Part of the Welsh Government's Business Wales service, Big Ideas Wales raises aspirations and supports young entrepreneurs' ambitions for business. Part funded by the European Regional Development Fund, Big Ideas Wales supports young people through online resources, business skills workshops, and one-to-one sessions with an advisor to help your ideas become a reality. To get in touch with us, you can like and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Message us and one of the team will get back to you. Call us via the helpline on 03000 60 3000, live chat on the Business Wales website, or you can email us bigideas@gov.wales. Welcome back, everyone. Just a recap on episode 3, where we discussed turning your idea into a reality with lots of decisions to be made and questions to be asked. From how do you want to do business to is it a product or a service? And remember the important lesson that sometimes growing a business can take years, but every lesson along the way counts to your skills. In this episode, we're going to be discussing market research. I know entrepreneurs will use their gut instinct from time to time, but the most successful businesses are built on customer research, market analysis, measurement, and testing. Market research is important, so don't rule it out because it can provide you with valuable information. It tells you who's buying what, when, where, and why. It doesn't have to be expensive, and there's a lot that you can do yourself. When you're starting out, it's so important to identify potential customers. Find out what they are looking for and get their feedback on your ideas. We've touched on this in the previous podcasts. Their views might even change your strategy and help you to build a picture of your ideal customer. Once you've got this, you can find out if there are enough of these customers out there to make your business a success. Face-to-face research is a great way to find out what potential customers really think and what their wants and needs are. Don't only count on your friends and family as your customer research, because they may be too nice to give you the honest feedback you're looking for. Broaden your research and talk to people outside of your normal circles. It's a good idea to show potential customers a prototype of your product or some examples of your marketing so that they can give specific feedback. Ask them what they'd be prepared to pay and don't ignore criticism. Don't see criticism as a bad thing, but as a learning tool. The more you get now, hopefully the better your end product or service will be. Ask your potential customers what they think about the business name, branding, product, features, service promise, USPs, packaging, price, and marketing ideas. I know this may be sounding like it's going to cost you a fortune, but don't worry. There are so many different options available so that market research can cost you nothing. You can carry out customer surveys using emails or tools like SurveyMonkey or Smart Survey. You could carry out online polls via your website or social media channels. You could put together focus groups to get some in-depth feedback. Conduct desk research. Gather statistics from industry bodies, libraries, and government websites. Also, don't forget to identify and keep an eye out on your competitors. Find out what they're doing. How can you improve on it? Why should a customer choose you over them? Here are four easy ways to do this. Ask a friend to be a mystery shopper by calling or visiting a competitor's business. Get them to note down their experience. How did they find it? Ask customers about their experiences of buying from your competitors. Again, think about how you will be doing things and improvements you could make. Check out the ratings and reviews that your competitors are getting online. Subscribe to their email newsletter and monitor their social media posts. What comments are they receiving? And if they reply to them, how do they reply? Really look at how they communicate with their customers, because communication is key. Don't forget, Even as your business evolves and grows, keep testing and researching. Don't lose sight of what your customers want. Market research doesn't end after the planning stage, but continues through your business life cycle. Let's hear from Jordan Bishop from Strides for his thoughts and advice on market research. Hello, Jordan.
Hello.
Hiya, you okay?
I'm very good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thank you. Now, first of all, tell us a bit about your business and yourself.
So I'm Jordan, I'm 24, I'm from Cardiff, and I run a business called Strides, which are multi-purpose trunks for men that fit bigger on the legs while staying true to the waist size. So due to the fit, the nature of the fit with being like bigger on the legs, they're used in the gym, people squat in them, perfect for their leg day, and then obviously whilst being trunks, they're used in the pool as well, and or the sea.
So is this something that you found the need for personally? Is that where you got the idea?
Yeah, definitely. So every year I'd be fortunate enough to go on a summer holiday, wherever it may be. And I'd always shop around for a nice pair of trunks. And I had the same problem every year that I found that they just didn't fit me properly. I'd have to get a much bigger size to get over the waist, to get over the legs. So the waist would be much too big. So if there's no drawstrings on the trunks, there's no point in me even buying them because they just fall down. I found that there was no trunks out there that really fitted properly. So I thought there's bound to be something online. Even I've shipped over from America or Australia where people tend to wear their trunks more often. And I was looking around thinking, I don't mind paying something extortionate, shipping them over. I don't mind just have a nice pair of trunks that fit me for my summer holidays. Couldn't find anything whatsoever. There was absolutely nothing out there that anyone was doing. And I was coming across all these different, I don't know, forums or what have you, of people having the same issues.
So that must have been a real light bulb moment for you.
Definitely, yeah. So seeing that, I was thinking, well, you know, I can't be the only one with this problem. So I thought it might be a bit of an idea for a business here. So I did a bit of research myself, went around different gyms with an online questionnaire that I'd send out, and had a bit of a fairly high response rate. It wasn't hundreds of thousands of people replying, but the response was clear that, you know, people or men in general had this problem and they saw the need of the product and, you know, they would actually buy the product. So it was then I kind of fell into the business itself, got no business expertise, got no business experience. And I just kind of fell into it really from there. I went and seeked out some help. I heard about the business of Business Wales and the Big Ideas Wales, help and advice they give. Went to them with the idea. They put me in contact with Chris Howlett, who was a business advisor for me, and he was just absolutely amazing, so helpful from the outset and throughout, really. Just each step of the way, he was able to guide me. He was really, really helpful.
And the boot camp as well?
Yeah, that's right. So I took part in the boot camp, which was a weekend over in Mangle Park, just before Christmas last year. Now I'd done that, which was amazing. It was an unbelievable experience, so helpful. You've got people coming in over the course of the weekend, delivering PowerPoints, you're sitting down and talking to you about their business and how well they're doing. It's just see the success that some people have from their idea and how they've just developed it into a business they live off and is turning over X amount of money. It's just unbelievable, really. But I think the best thing about the weekend really was to be surrounded by all the other young entrepreneurs, if you'd like, who have either start off with their business, who are maybe just have an idea or maybe actually, you know, turning over money monthly, and just to see their journey, where they are at with it, and the advice that maybe they have to give.
Because you had no prior experience
with
business.
No. I've trained to be a PE teacher. That was my role I was taking. And there's no one in my family with any business expertise. Like, I was always sports, never really business or anything like that. So for me, I was learning on the spot for everything I'd done. There was none of these fancy lingo or words like you'd see now that is second nature to the business that I knew at the start. It was completely self-taught and from the advice and help I had from Business Wales. So again, it's help that you get from other people. And so in events like the Margon Park Business Boot Camp, stuff like that where you learn off other people, is really, really helpful.
So you were like a sponge, just soaking it all in.
Yeah, I was taking my notepad and pen and I was just jotting down everything, a little bit of information I could, because, you know, it's invaluable, really, because people's experiences are massive and super helpful.
But before getting that help, the market research you did was key, wasn't it, to find that this product wasn't in existence?
Yeah, of course.
And then the research you did to see if there were customers out there
yeah.
was essential before moving forward.
Of course. I mean, the last thing I wanted to do was just jump into this at the deep end where I've got a business on my hand and then find out 2 weeks into it I hadn't done my research properly and Joe from down the road is selling them for half the price I am and he's already doing extremely well. That'd be the last thing I needed. So I really need to make sure that the fact that I was, one, the only person doing this, second, what I was going to do, and third, who my target market was. So that was all vital parts of the research I had to do at the start of the business to really delve into who my customer was. I really had to work out who was going to be buying Strides, why they were going to be buying Strides, where they were going to be buying Strides from before I could develop my brand.
What have been the biggest challenges you faced?
Well, believe it or not, the name of the brand was one of the hardest things.
Yeah.
So at the start, I had the idea, I had the colours I had in mind, everything I wanted to do with the brand was ready to go, but I just couldn't name it. So I was working with my graphic designer and she turned around and she was like, you know, what's the name of the business? She had to come up with a logo. And I was like, well, to be honest, I've not actually got a name for it yet. I've got all this. So she was like, okay, well, that might be a bit of an issue. So you were laughing over that. And so, okay, well, we went away then. We looked at different ideas, looked at what the brand is. And we come up with them with a name together. So I can't fully claim it, unfortunately. But, you know, she's more than happy that she could help out and be part of that, really. I think she feels a bit of a connection to it, which is great.
And what does it feel like for you to see this grow from that initial idea?
Oh, it's been amazing. It's been a bit of a whirlwind year, really. It's turned 1 year old, the business, last week. And I can't really quite believe how quick the year has gone and how much has happened in a year, just from the initial idea to getting it to market, marketing it, to seeing all these Wales international players and people from all around the world wearing my trunks, seeing my trunks in people's social media pages, wherever they are around the world. It's quite humbling. It's quite crazy for me to see, you know, someone from Dubai in them, or seeing Josh Navidi having a pair of them, and Reese Webb over in Toulon contacting me saying, look, I need a pair of these, how do I get them? It's just quite crazy, really.
Wow, that's incredible. And you use Instagram quite a bit.
Yeah, so
do you use influencers as well?
So I've just, the kind of influencers kind of work themselves in a way. I've delivered such a, you know, a strong looking brand that people are contacting me, especially in the rugby community, saying, look, you know, I've got, you know, I could do with a pair of these. And I'm like, you know, fantastic. I'm happy to get you a pair. I need, you know, can you please put this on your socials? And that's, you know, massive for the brand awareness. You know, someone seeing Reese Webb wearing my Strides, they're going to think, well, I want a pair of these. So the fact that they're getting in touch and that, you know, they're being seen wearing mine openly and happily, you know, proudly, is amazing for me.
So Instagram is a very powerful tool.
Oh, massive, which I knew from the start. I knew just before I started the business that Instagram was going to be my main form of selling. It's a fashion product at the end of the day, and you want people to be seen wearing them. So you want to see as many people as you can in Strides wearing them around, posting happily about them. Then that's massive for me. That's how the brand grows.
And it's brilliant because it's free as well, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. It's an incredibly powerful platform.
What advice would you give to young people thinking of starting their own business?
I just say just go with it. Go seek some advice. There's plenty of help from Big Ideas Wales, Business Wales as well. Just go out, seek some help, have a sit down, chat about your idea. Don't be afraid. Like, a lot of people are afraid that they might sound stupid or they don't know what they're talking about, but it's always worth a chat. People are there to help you, and especially people who have actually run businesses themselves. I've had loads of help since starting out in my first year from people who are doing well, living comfortably off maybe 1, 2, 3 businesses, and they're so prepared and happy to give back because of the help they've had at the start. So all they want to do is just see other people succeed. Nobody wants you to fail. Nobody wants anything bad happening. They just want to sit down and have a chat and see what your idea is. It could be the next best thing. So the fear of somebody not pursuing the idea they have is massive, and potentially missing out on something that could change the world, maybe.
Good, solid advice. Thank you. Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Your time.
No worries at all. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
To get in touch with us, you can like and follow us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Message us and one of the team will get back to you. Call us via the helpline on 03000 60 3000. Live chat on the Business Wales website. Or send us an email, bigideas@gov.wales. I'll speak to you all again very soon.